told his country's National People's Congress that China faces both economic challenges and risks this year, coming off a 2018 slump. VOA's Bill Ide has more from Beijing.
Nika Chang told delegates about plans to cut taxes to boost the economy and focus on innovation. He also set Beijing's growth target for this year between 6 to 6.5%. The tone of Li's speech was sober, and he mentioned the phrase stabilize or stability more than 70 times. He talked about the need to stabilize the stock market, financial sector, unemployment expectations, foreign and domestic investment, and of course, trade frictions with the United States.
That was VOA's Bill Ide in Beijing. French President Emmanuel Macron today is calling for a more united Europe. AP's Charles de Ledesma has that story.
Macron's plea appeared in leading papers in the EU's 28 nations. He wants a series of reforms to ensure the future of the bloc and would like to see more effort in the fight against cyber attacks. And he suggests the British people did not get the right information before voting to leave the EU. The plea has gained support in neighbouring Belgium and Finland, but in France, where Macron's popularity has dipped since his election, there is scepticism. One opposition lawmaker believes this example of Macronism means France would disappear into European federalism. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Trump administration says it will revoke the U.S. preferential trade status for India, opening a new front in President Trump's economic war on nations he accuses of unfair trade practices. The decision will take effect in 60 days. India's Commerce Secretary told reporters that New Delhi, at this point, will not impose tariffs of its own in response. To keep up with all the day's news every day, stay in touch with voanews.com online. This is VOA News. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives have launched a wide-ranging investigation of President Trump.